Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
On October 30th, 1990, a young woman by the name of Cynthia Lorraine Ricketts Richardson was executed and dismembered by her husband, Donald Glenn Richardson. Her body parts were scattered over a 50-mile area in around the Columbia River in the state of Oregon. As if the abuse Cindy suffered at the hands of her husband wasn't enough, the state of Oregon delivered its own brand of injustice to not only Cindy and her family, but to a second family as well. That is, when Donald was released from prison after only a 25-year sentence for his heinous crime against his wife. When Donald was released due to a new law that had been passed by the state legislature, he committed a crime so horrible it should have earned him the death penalty. Sadly, he will be released from prison in 2023. The family has fought for years to keep him in prison even before he was released the first time. This is Cindy's story. This is finally the justice she nor her family ever received at the hands of the criminal justice system in Oregon, from the attorney general down to the psychiatrist who stated that he was not a danger to others. While he was awaiting trial for Cindy's murder, his defense attorney stated in court that it was just a garden variety murder. Now Cindy can rest and her family can find the peace that has eluded them for so many years. Justice for Cindy by Yvonne Mason, available today on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Night. It is only Monday night, but this is Off the Chain. I am your host, Yvonne Mason. That was an ad for my latest true crime called Justice for Cindy. And if you haven't read it yet, I wish that you would, because this family has been fighting for justice for their sister and their daughter for a long time. And the man who is currently in prison for her, not her murder, because he's already gotten out for that, but for the crime that he committed after that, he needs to stay in prison, and the state of Oregon needs to be held accountable for being complicit in that second crime, because had they not let him out due to their broken criminal justice laws, a 13-year-old child would not have been sexually molested. So read the book. You'll understand why I'm very passionate about this book and why people that live in Oregon should go up to their state legislatures and fight to have the criminal justice laws changed in that state. It's a sad, sad thing that when a state is complicit in the crime of a 13-year-old, there's a problem there. The system is broken. Now on to happier notes, a little self-promotion there. This morning I ran the numbers for this show, and I know that my current guests will be very excited because I was almost dancing in my chair. From the inception of the show, I wanted to at least reach 5,000 viewers on the show. I was happy with that. Well, we surpassed that. As of the other day, we surpassed 5,000. Now we're almost to 5,400. This morning we were at 5,092 listeners just on this show. And I have to give a shout-out to Australia because they are biggest listening base on this show. 72%, ladies and gentlemen, of our listening base are from the people, our friends and neighbors and aunts and uncles and cousins from down under. And I appreciate that so, so much. Overall, with all of the podcast and the show itself, we are at 12,707 listeners. Now, y'all might not think that's a big deal, but it is a big deal because we are 2,295 listeners away from the 15,000 listener goal that I set for the end of this year. Once we hit the 15,000 listener goal, we're going to go for another 5,000. And what is happening is we are heard in 50-plus countries between this show, the six podcasts, and all the outlying podcasts that this show reaches, we are heard in over 50 countries. And because of that, my guests have an opportunity, especially my indie authors and my indie musicians, have an opportunity to reach out to people they might never have ever been able to reach out. I am so happy for them because this is a free arena for them. You can't buy this kind of exposure, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. This show on the podcast it's heard on is SoundCloud and MixCloud and Podcast and Podcast.com and Podcast Garden, FM.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube, and some oddball things that I've never even heard of. So, in some of the little countries I've never even heard of. So my guests are succeeding because they are being heard, and I am so grateful for that. And I'm grateful for my listeners. Thank you all so much, each one of you. I owe you big time. That being said, tonight's guest is a return guest. He's one of my regulars who I absolutely adore. Met him about 3 years ago, and we just clicked. He and his wife and two friends of theirs, we call them the girls. We all just clicked because we are in an indie author realm. That's what we do. And for people who say, yeah, you're just an indie author, stop that train. Take the just out of it. We are indie authors, and we are very proud of what we do. We've worked very, very hard to get where we are. And to have someone say, well, you're just an indie author, you're not published by the big six, we don't care. And the reason we don't care is because we control our destiny. We control what events we go to. We control what radio stations we want to go on. We control how our book looks. We control the content, and we control the marketing. We might be, quote, unquote, just indie authors, but I'm going to tell you what, if you don't start reading some of us indie authors, you are missing out on some excellent, excellent reading. You're cheating yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And with that being said, I say this because my guest tonight, author Robbie Cox, who lives here in sunny Florida, and he spends his days where he can usually be found tucked away on his back porch with a cup of coffee while working on his latest manuscript. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen him in a swimming pool with his laptop. I know this man. He has enjoyed a freelance career writing for several magazines, sharing some of his interesting viewpoints on life and those around him. He also enjoys traveling with great friends and their families, and most often he can be found at home grilling and sharing a laugh with those who matter most to him. Robbie published his first book in 2013. That was only 4 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, 2013. He realized he's not satisfied writing in one genre, as most of us indie authors are prone to do. We have the freedom to write in any genre that we want to. He is the author of Warrior of the Way series, of which I have read, and it's excellent. It's an urban fantasy that takes place along the Indian River in Florida, and several contemporary romance series, such as the Rutherford series, Fangirls, and the Harper Twins. Randy has also written a paranormal romance, Come Halloween, as well as a Christmas story, Ribbons and Bows. And this man just keeps on going. Just he's released a whole new series we're going to talk about tonight. And he's also, I think, are you still working on the Warrior series, Randy?
I am. We got one more, Robbie. Yeah, we got one more. One more of that series coming out, and it's actually going to spawn a second series off of it.
See, ladies and gentlemen, the man just, he just doesn't quit. The man's a riding animal, I'm telling you. How are you, my friend? I am so glad you were here. I'm so excited every time you come on my show.
I'm doing good. Congratulations on your success, too. You have really done really great with this radio show. I am very proud of everything that you've accomplished from the beginning.
Well, it's all y'all's fault.
You've done great.
I can't do it without all of y'all. I mean, this is not just my show. This is our show.
You find a lot of people that just like to talk.
Well, that's okay.
We're good
that's
at
quite
it.
All right.
We're good at it. We're good
yes,
at
we
it.
Are. We're very good at it. Now,
I also realized the last time I was talking to you, it was Christmas, and now we're coming up on Easter. You and I tend to like the holidays a lot.
I guess we do, because when I bring you back, it'll probably be another holiday, maybe Labor Day weekend or something, or Halloween,
Later.
Who knows. When
Halloween.
I fit you. Hey, Halloween would be good.
It would be.
Halloween would.
It definitely
yeah,
would
would
be.
You'll have a new Halloween
series. One of my favorite holidays.
Yeah. We'll work that out.
I'll have another book out for it. Yes, definitely.
You'll have two or three. What are you talking about? The man, do you ever sleep, Robbie?
Yeah, I take naps daily.
Well, so do I, but sometimes that's not enough. But then sleep is overrated. I have decided it is very overrated.
Now, you get too much done.
That's true. Y'all just came back from Biloxi, where your family is located. And before the show started, you and I were talking about why y'all are in Biloxi. You spent time with your family, and we were talking about your dad. Reiterate to the listening audience that conversation we had and how your dad has inspired you and supported you.
Well, my dad is he's a great character. He has always been one of the biggest supports in mine and my sister's life. My mother, too. I don't want to misjudge that. My parents have been, whatever we wanted to do, they've been behind us 100%. I started writing in high school as a way to avoid listening to teachers and stuff, and my dad thought that I had talent, and he's been pushing me ever since to put out a book. For 35 years, he's been yelling at me, put out a book. So when we finally did it, and then we've been attending these events, and he hasn't been able to make the events. So one of the main reasons we picked Biloxi, booking in Biloxi, the host is Amanda Lankhouse, did a great job. One of the reasons we picked the event was because I have family in Mobile, and Terry has family in Biloxi and Gulfport area, and they were able to come and see me at an event for the first time, and it was the first time my dad had been able to come. And the first thing he did was just to rush behind the table and join me, wrap his arms around me, and just, here we are. And, you know, it was as much his success as it was mine because of how much he supported and pushed and everything else. And I'm known for wearing my fedoras, and he stole my fedora off my head, put on his, and we just cracked up. It was fun. It was good to see. The pride on his face was to see that I finally took his advice and did what he said.
That is a memory that both of you get to cherish from now on.
Yeah. I will always remember the look on his face. We had people taking pictures left and right, so it was awesome. It was great. And just to see everybody there, my mom, my sister, my little niece was there. The authors were great to my niece, Terry's niece, and giving them books to take home and read. There's some YA authors there that gave to my little niece. And then we have an older niece who has kids of her own that she wasn't a reader until this event. And they were giving her books to take home to get her started reading. It just, the camaraderie there and the support was awesome. So we have a picture that I posted on my Facebook page of my entire family there that was there. And it's a pretty big, we can't see the table because the family and support was so good.
Love it.
So it was good.
I love it.
Yeah.
And don't you find, you've only been out there since 2013. I've been out there a little bit longer. don't you find that in the indie family, that for the most part, as with anything, you're going to find one or two that don't want to play well with others, but it's there to their detriment. But generally, in the indie family, you don't find a sense of competition. You find a sense of camaraderie, support, hands up, hands out, what can we do to help you succeed?
You know, you're absolutely right. And for the most part, I've been surrounded by those type of authors and host events and cover artists and just the people in the industry themselves. We've got some great people that we surround ourselves with. And they are just that. They are supportive. And no one's afraid to say, hey, look, I did this and it worked for me. And we share ideas and we help each other out. Matter of fact, the girls and I just got together with some authors, local authors, this weekend for lunch, and we were all doing the same thing. What's working for you? What's not working? How can we help? Let me introduce you to this group. And that's what it's all about. We tend to avoid the cliquish type mentality, those that are closed off and standoffish and stuff. I just don't have time for that. I'm here to be successful and to make my career succeed as a writer, but I also want to take as many people with me as I can, and we tend to surround ourselves with that support system.
Well, I think I remember telling you when I first met you that I am only as successful as I allow you to be, and the way that I allow someone else to be successful is to say, okay, here's my hand, take it, walk with me.
And we're all strong in different areas. There are some things that the girls and I are very successful at. We know what we're doing in these areas, and we can help other people. But then I'm also not so naive or arrogant to think that I'm not struggling in other areas. And the key is to find the people that I can help in the areas that I have great ideas with, and who can help me in the areas that they have ideas with, and together we both climb the ladder.
And then when the light bulb goes off, it shines on everybody.
It's not a competition. And just because they sell a book doesn't mean that I'm not going to sell a book either. The same person who bought their book is probably going to buy my book as well, because they're like, especially if it's the same genre and stuff. So, and the more that we publicize other people and push, I'm very big on sharing other people's releases and their promotions and stuff like that, because I want my readers to be introduced to some of them as well, because there's some talented people out there.
There are, and just like I said at the beginning of the show, when someone says, oh, you're just an indie author, I don't read indie authors, that's like saying, oh, that's asparagus, I don't like asparagus. Well, have you ever tried it? Well, no. Well, how do you know you don't like it? It's a mindset.
You even said there are some out there that really don't need to be out there. They need some more work on their books.
You'll find
that everywhere. But we've also seen some traditionally published books that weren't that great either. The writing was really bad.
Horrible.
There is something out there for everybody. And to say that you don't read because of – it's like music. My children grew up in our house just like I grew up at my parents' house, listening to everything under the sun, country to 40s, to swing, to pop, to rock. So they have a wide base of choices and delights in music and the arts and stuff like that. It's the same with books. You open yourself up to different things and read different things. You'll learn different things. And it doesn't matter who wrote it. It's the story that you need to fall in love with.
And it's the things that you, if you read with an open mind, the things that you learn within the story and within the book, because most authors try to make the story not only believable, but if they're good at their craft, they put that person inside the story. Like, you put me in Warriors of the Way. I couldn't put the book down. I'm going, I need to go to sleep, and it's all Robbie's fault because I can't, because I'm reading this book, and it won't quit.
Well, thank you. That's actually a fun series to write. Richard is a great character, and we're already working on the third book in that series. The Warrior's Blade will be coming out this year if everything goes right. And Lord Master has been a great success. People have loved it. I've gotten a lot of comments back, and people are asking for the next one right off the bat. So it's just fun dealing with characters and dealing with themes. With a lot of my books, I come up with an idea of what I want to talk about, the theme of the book. For Reaping the Harvest, the First and the Warrior of the Way series, the theme of the book was basically not everything is as you see it to be. And we talked about this on, I think, our very first radio show. The bad guy is what everyone would think would be the good guy, and the good girl is who everyone thought would be the bad girl. And then Lore Master, in the second book of the series, I went even further with that, and it was about people can change, and we're not all in this alone. We're in this together. We need other people and other support. And Richard has to come to that understanding in Lore Master, is that he can't fight this battle on his own. He needs all these people that he's trying to keep away from him.
Sort of like us in the indie industry. We want each other, but we also need each other, and the need outweighs the want.
We need it. It is that way in life. If you're by yourself in life, you're never going to learn anything. You're never going to grow, and you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over without realizing that there's a better way or an easier way or just a different way of being able to accomplish and get more results, greater return for your money and your time and your investment. And in the indie community, I think it's the same thing. We have to help each other grow stronger characters and grow bigger marketing plans and different things. But you also have to be willing to be open and listen to somebody else's idea. I think some of the people that fail are the ones that don't have the skin tough enough to be told, you're doing this wrong, do this instead.
And I think you're right, because I don't know if you heard the show I did with Tom Fertrell the other night, but he's ghostwriting for this guy. And this guy already has a predetermined idea of how he wants, what he wants, and when he wants. And Tom's going, look, I've been out here doing this a while. Trust me when I tell you we need to do it this way. And I said, Tom, by the time he told me about the third time that it wasn't going to work that way, that he knew better, I'd be saying, go find you somebody else, because I don't have that kind of patience.
Yeah. Do you want to succeed or do you not want to succeed? And a lot of times with indie authors especially, because we are in control of everything, we lock on to an idea that we've fallen in love with, and we just don't want to let it go, even though it covers. I've seen indie authors who have loved their covers, but the cover really needed to go. It would sell more books if you changed it up and did something different. We actually did that recently with one of our books, Losing Faith. Great cover. Everybody loved it. I never heard any critiques about the cover, but it confused people about the contents of the book.
Uh-huh.
So I had to do a drastic change on the cover so people wouldn't think it was a religious book, and they would know that it was a steamy book. You know what I mean?
Didn't you have a lady at one of your events think that it was and almost argued with you
even
about it?
Even after I explained it to her. Even after I told her what the book was about, she still thought it was a religious, spiritual book and bought it. And four times I tried to tell her, I was like, okay, if you're determined, and go ahead. And I took her money because I tried anyway. You know, she didn't believe me.
Well, maybe think about it this way. Maybe she didn't want people to know that she was reading a religious, a non-religious book.
I was telling somebody that story this week. I was telling somebody that story this weekend. They said the exact same thing you just said, that she probably really wanted to read that story. She just didn't want to admit she wanted to read that story.
Exactly.
So
and with the cover the way it was, her straight-laced friends were thinking that she'd really gone and gotten a whole lot of religion, and she's smiling silently as she's reading, and they can't figure out.
She was
there's
doing
your
Oh God,
story,
it
Bobby.
Wasn't the Oh God they were thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah, there's your story.
It'll come up
line.
Again.
Yeah. Now, you have done something that just makes my heart swell with pride. because a mutual author friend of ours, Julie Morgan, her little girl is autistic. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting ready to go on the cruise, and Julie was telling me that her daughter was able to sing a solo, and this is how far she'd come. And I said, please tell her how proud I am of her. And she says, well, she's standing right here. So I talked to that little girl, and I want you to know, I don't know if you noticed or not, Robbie, but I broke down on the show because
I was actually listening to that show. I remember.
I was so proud of that child. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Julie's daughter is autistic, and she didn't talk till she was 4 years old. She is now 10, I think, 9 or 10, and she's in choir, and she sang a solo on stage by herself in front of an audience of people. That took great courage. It took great courage for me, but it took a lot of courage for that child. And I'm telling this story because I'm leading up to something that Robbie was involved in, and I want you to tell the folks what you guys have been involved in and why they need to go and purchase this book.
In June, there's going to be an event on the Space Coast called Space Coast Book Lovers Event. You've got 70 authors that are coming together, and 15 of those authors, fantastic, talented people, and I was privileged to be able to be a part of it, have gotten together to write an anthology called Pieces of the Heart. There are 15 romantic stories. I do not believe any of them are steamy. I think they're all just contemporary romance. I don't think there's any of it in there. It's all, anybody can pick it up and read it and be happy with it because of the cause that we were doing. And basically it's Authors for Autism. And all the proceeds for this book, whether ebook or paperback, go strictly to a charity called Surfers for Autism. That's the charity that the event Space Coast Book Lovers is sponsoring. We're already raising money for it. And it's great. The charity is awesome. They travel up and down the coast, both coasts, I believe. And volunteers from the surrounding area will come out, surfers, and lifeguards and restaurants and community officials, police and firemen, and they put on this all-day event. And everyone takes turns helping the kids get out into the water on a surfboard and ride the waves in. There's usually two or three volunteers per child. I went out there last year. It was June, I believe, I went out there. And I was out there for a good hour and a half or so, and with one child, we were going back. He was going back. He was happy. He was up on it, standing. I'm in the water getting beat up like crazy by the waves. Every time he falls, I try to catch him and grab the board before it gets too far away. The girls are all out there. Three ladies are out there doing the same thing with their kids. And we had a great time. Restaurants came to provide food. They have different events. Volleyball set up. The fire truck is usually brought up, or a car, a police car, and they get to paint the fire truck with neon paint and stuff like that. And it's just an all-out great event. The families come, and no one has to worry about anything because they all do all this together, and everyone looks out for everybody else. And all they have to do is hear a whistle, then everybody freezes and if a child's missing and finds them, so they can put them back to their parents. And because they get hyper and they get excited and they wander off sometimes. And it's just a great event. It's a great charity. It's a great organization. I fell in love with this organization. And there are several authors and 15 of us, each of them writing a different romantic story. And like I said, all the proceeds go to the charity. The authors get nothing from the sale of this book. And you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, CreateSpace, Kobo, I believe, Smashwords. iTunes, I believe it's on every retailer that's out there, and all the money guaranteed goes to this event. They do not only this, but they help with advocacy for autism and stuff like this. So it was really heartwarming to be a part of this event.
And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you all who do not understand autism, it doesn't mean that that child or that adult is an imbecile. Quite the opposite is true. children on the autism spectrum, for the most part, are absolute geniuses. Their artistic ability is through the roof. But because their brain misfires and they sometimes get sensory overload and they cannot process their emotions and their feelings, people think they're imbeciles and they're idiots, but they're not. And we
it's
need
interesting to
note
that the man who runs Surface for Autism, I believe, is autistic. And he's the founder.
Is he really?
See,
ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
It's amazing. It is, given a chance, these children and these young adults and adults, who knows what they can do as dreamers to make our civilization and our society a better place to live. So please go in order, pieces of the heart, and understand that when you buy that book, they should be able to write that purchase off as a donation to charity because all of the money is going to autism awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It
so
should be great.
Go,
if they just research Pieces of the Heart or search my name on Amazon, Robbie Cox, it'll pop right up.
So there
so
you
yeah,
go, ladies and gentlemen.
Go out there and do that. And then come to Cocoa Beach for the Space Coast Book Lovers event. That's going to be a great book signing with some talented authors. 70 authors there, and the book signing itself is free. You can buy tickets to participate in other events, like we have a volleyball game with cover models and bloggers and authors. You can and then a s'mores thing going on or ice cream bar going on and different workshops and stuff. The book signing itself is free, those hours there, but the rest of the event you can participate and hang out with a lot of talented people.
And Robbie and I both will be there. So you've got to come. It's going to be at the International Palms in Cocoa Beach, and it's June 1st through the 4th, which is a Thursday through a Sunday. Right, Robbie?
Yes, it is.
And also,
can
they still do the thing for autism awareness if they go and buy the tickets that Terry had up?
You know what? I think that was over yesterday, but I'll tell you what, I haven't even asked her about this, but if anybody buys tickets tonight, we will we'll donate the money that we said we're going to donate for charity.
So there you go. There you go.
Even if they just RSVP that they're coming to the free one.
So what we need for y'all to do is anybody that is in Florida, Georgia, hell, catch a plane out of Rhode Island. We don't care. Come and see us. And donate to the Autism Awareness Charity because we want to give these children and these young adults a chance in life. Everybody has a purpose. I believe that with all of my heart. Number one, God don't make no junk. And I know that's bad English, but I don't care. And number two, everybody deserves a chance to be successful. Whether they're unique or not, they deserve a chance because we're all unique. Let's face it. I live in a right-handed world. I get tired. I stutter. So none of us are perfect. And we are going to and Robbie, some more good news, if you can share it, is we'll be doing this again in 2018, correct?
Yes, we've already said yes to the resort that we're going to go for it again, so there'll be more information on that coming.
So, ladies and gentlemen, come this year, and then I'm sure it'll be even bigger and better. I don't know how it can be, but I'm sure it'll be even bigger than better in 2018. Now,
already working on it.
See, this man never sleeps, trust me. I have
Terry Edney's the one heading that up. I just do what she tells me to do. She's the one organizing. I'm not going to take any credit away from her. She's busted a gut getting everything done for this event.
Definitely.
Already planning great things for 2018. She never sleeps. I sleep
That's
in the recliner
true.
Beside her, but she never sleeps.
That woman, she's a working fool. I'm going to tell you, I love them. I love all the girls to death. They are just fantastic. I don't know what I'd do without them.
They are.
They
I know
are
I
sweet
wouldn't
art.
Know what to do without them. They make me look good. They make me look good.
Well, speaking of looking good, you have just released a series, and I've got the first book. I'm going to be honest and say I didn't realize I had ordered it till I went to order it again, and it says, "Hey, stupid, you ought to order this book. You've got it."
I've done that before.
Ready.
I can't say that. I can't do judgment. I've done that before.
But I haven't read it yet. But tell the folks a little bit about this series, because I can't wait. I'm going to finish the book I'm on, and then I'm going to read this one next. So when we talk again, I can say, yeah, I read it. And if it's anything like Warriors of the Way, I'll be up all night reading it.
Now, I'm assuming you're talking about the Fangirl series?
No. No, 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 no.
No, which one are you talking about?
The Witches of Savannah.
The Witches of Savannah, Enter the Witch. You just bought Enter the Witch.
Yes, I did.
Good. That's actually an interesting story on that one, the way it began. They started with a paranormal romance, Come Halloween. That is a very sexy romance that I published in 2016, the Halloween story. It starts with a lady who lost her husband, and she comes across a witch that can bring him back to life on the anniversary of his death every year, which just so happens to be Halloween, thus Come Halloween. And so now the battle and the theme of the story is letting go of the past or moving on to a possible future that is right there in front of her face. The witches of that story were such a hit with people that when I was asked to participate in an anthology called Infinite Possibilities, I decided to do my story based on just the witches. Now, this is purely a paranormal story. It's not a romance. The neat thing about the anthology was that every story in it started with the exact same sentence. We were all given one sentence to start the story with, and we could write whatever story we wanted based off of that. So I explored my two witches and where they come. It's only a 6-chapter story. It's very short. But it's the prelude to a whole new series called The Witches of Savannah, which will dig into some Savannah folklore, some history. I'm actually tackling a little bit of historical fiction in some of it, and the paranormal. They're good guys and bad guys. I'm not doing any other paranormal as far as vampires and werewolves and stuff. As far as I know, The Witches of Savannah will not have any of that. It's strictly a story based on witches and the entities that they can provide. And I'm also going back to old school witchcraft and digging into the past and not a lot of what's on television right now and stuff like that. I'm going more into the roots of what was believed way back when, especially in that time period of Savannah back in the 1700s, early 1800s.
Well, as soon as I get through reading this other book, I'm going to be reading that, and I can't wait to dig into it.
I hope you like it. I've heard people who really love those characters have been pushing me for that. It's a step away from the romance, and I'm excited about it. We've got some interesting characters. I'm already halfway through the first draft on it, and some of the characters that pop up, there's a ghost that is there that for comic relief, he's hilarious, and but he ties in with the past and the present of the historical aspects of Savannah that I'm going to be bringing in. And in researching Savannah, I didn't realize so much history. I mean, I knew Savannah was a great, rich environment, but it had its own Chicago type period and everything else,
uh-huh,
as far as mobs and everything else. So we're going to be delving into some of that and everything else.
What you and the girls need to do is go and spend a few days in old Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
And soak
We've actually rented townhouses in the historic section where the squares are before and stayed 3 or 4 days. My goal is to go and stay a week at one point. I haven't told them that yet. But I'd love to go stay a week or so and just – because you can park and just walk everything. And most,
yep,
of the stories take place on River Street and City Market and Forsyth Square and everything else. And that's where we're going to base a lot of the storylines from.
You got to go back to Savannah. Now, you're also getting ready to release one that has to do with or was part of or a spinoff maybe of Come Halloween, correct?
Come Halloween, yeah. It's actually going to be up for pre-order here in a couple of weeks if everything goes right. It's based off of Kelly's sister. Kelly was the main character in Come Halloween. Her sister, Emma, throughout the book, is a wild card, likes to have fun. All she talks about is this one party, anything goes party. And the premise on that is her fantasies trumping her real-life choices in front of her and things that she can have that are tangible and versus things that she's only wishing for. And it's not a paranormal story like Come Halloween was. It's purely a romance.
And hence
it'll be up for pre-order soon. Yeah, it's called Behind the Mask because that's the whole point of the party that she talked about. Is everybody at this party wears a mask so that everybody releases their inhibitions. Anything can happen at this party, and nobody judges you because they can't see you. And a lot of that runs into her real life as far as she hides behind this mask of promiscuity and strength and where she doesn't really care, and suddenly she comes across someone who makes her actually care and feel, and she has to get rid of her mask.
And for some, and in real life we do that, and for some it's very hard to do.
A lot of people wear masks. Sometimes that's all we ever see of them, is who they want us to witness. And the truth is deeper. And,
yes.
And sometimes not so pretty, or we think it's not so pretty, and we're afraid of being judged. There was a lot of people, especially earlier decades ago, especially when we were younger, a lot of people cooler and harsher in their judgment, and I actually went through some of that in some area of my life where people would judge us because of the way we dressed, or Char, if she wasn't wearing dresses, they'd judge you for that, or just different aspects, and you learn to hide behind a mask so you don't have to listen to all of that, so you and a lot of people keep the true part about themselves hidden. And this story comes across as a way of trying to break through that.
So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're back to this thing. When you read one of our books, well, any book at all, if you open up your mind, the availability of learning life's lessons or historical points or mathematical equations or history, it's in there, but you got to open up your mind. You got to be willing to read outside of your comfort zone as well. Because I'm going to tell you, Robbie writes some really wonderful, wonderful stories, and they're packed full of life's lessons and history lessons, and I would call moral compasses or the lack thereof. And some of them are just feel-good stories, like Pieces of the Heart, that make you feel good. Because, number one, you're reading a feel-good story, and number two, you're helping someone else. And that being said, you've taken your Fangirls books and put them in a box set.
I did. We've had great success with the Fangirls series. People have loved them because they could read them. I had a lady in Australia who would read them on her commute to work on the train, and she could be completely satisfied with this full story, not leave it in the middle of it because she had to get off the train or anything else. So Enter the Witch is the same size, so it could be read on a lunch break. And what we've done is you still get the stories individually, and each story can be read individually. You don't need the other stories to get a full, complete story with each of the characters. But we have put them in a box set, Fangirls, the collection, and we're selling it for $2.99, which is actually, you get five books for the price of three.
Wow.
So you actually get two books for free. And we actually even have it in print as well. And we just released it a couple of weeks ago, and it's doing well so far. And it's a great way to have all the stories together and save some money at the time.
Now, y'all are going, before you meet me in Melbourne, Cocoa Beach, they're both right there together, before we hook up in Cocoa Beach in June, you and the girls are going to be in Jacksonville, correct?
We are. We're leaving this Friday. We will be at Book Obsessed Babes at the Omni Hotel in Jacksonville. This will actually be our third year attending this event. This was the event we did right after the one where I met you the first time. And this is our third year going back, and we're excited about it. We always have a great time. We always meet some fantastic people. And we're really excited about it. Tyra Wilds does a fantastic job putting on an event. I like this one because there's a meet and greet, there's a book signing, and there's an after party. There's not really a whole lot of panels or workshops or anything else. You just go, have fun, meet readers and other authors, and have a great time. And it's relaxing for us, and we enjoy it. She does a really good job. So if anybody out there is in the Jacksonville area, Omni Hotel, look up Book Obsessed Babes on Facebook and come join us and check us out.
So see, ladies and gentlemen, and this is something else that is unique to us indie, and I'm going to say it in the perverted way, us just indie authors, is we are so accessible. We love doing events. We love getting together. We love being around each other and around readers. And we'll find an excuse to go to an event or to even have an event. Oh, you haven't had an event in your town yet? Let's put one together. Would that
That's
be a fair statement? Yep. And I go back to 3 years ago when I first met Robbie. He had just published, and we were in Melbourne. Or was it Cocoa? It was one of the
Cocoa
events.
Beach.
Anyway,
Cocoa
it was
Beach
Cocoa
Library,
Beach.
Yeah.
And I had been doing this event for years, one of my favorite events to do. And he came in, and my publisher and I, is also one of my best friends, just took him and the girls under our wings and said, here, sit up next to us. This is where what you do. These are all the people. Make yourself at home and hand out your cards and yada yada. And before you know it, he's selling books like he was giving away free candy. I was so proud of you that day. I didn't know what to do.
Oh, thank you. It was great. You were a big help. You're Kelly Booth.
But that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen, because we love each other so much and because it comes through. Say one of y'all coming to an event and you're at my table and you say, well, Yvonne, I don't really read true crime or crime fiction, or I read romance. I say, well, Robbie Cox is right over there. Run right over there and get one of his books because I guarantee you won't put it down. This is the way we treat each other. Isn't that a fair statement?
No, actually, that's very true. I have recommended other authors while I'm at an event standing there. It's the way you are. Just as we said in the beginning, it's not a competition. You know, if I don't have something to enjoy, I know there's somebody there that they will find a book that they enjoy. And to know them, you can point them out to them and stuff like that. It's a big help. And the readers appreciate it. They love that it's not a competition. We don't want to hog everybody. So when one of us succeeds, we all succeed. That's just the way I see it.
And trust me, when you come to one of our events, you'll want to come back because you haven't had fun until you come to a just indie author event because we're all insane.
We have them. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes the girls and I believe sometimes the best times are the times that aren't scheduled. It's when everybody's getting together at the bar afterwards and relaxing and decompressing and just letting it flow, and the stories that come out of different things that happen. You get a bunch of writers together, you're going to hear stories, and it's just fun. We get together and cut up, and I can't tell you some of the crazy stuff that's gone on. It's just those are your networking opportunities and the times to see people for who they really are. They're not at the table putting on a front. They're relaxed. They've taken off their mask, and they're just being themselves. That's when you really want to get to know them.
And the thing is, and I go back to when I first started years ago, and myself along with about seven other authors were burnt by a publisher. Well, we laugh about it now because the best thing he did for us was introduce us all to each other, and we coalesced as a unit. And during those lean times when we were still struggling, we had each other, and that's all we had. And look where we all are now.
Those are the best times to make the best memories. It's the people that you can count on. People who give as much as they take. Those are the people that you surround yourself with. They're your support system. They're the ones that keep your roof up on
yes.
your career, your motivation, and everything else.
And in good times and bad, in your
mm-hmm.
personal life, when you need a shoulder, when you have a writer's block and you want to beat your head against the wall, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, if you haven't read an indie author, go out and read one. Pull up Robbie Cox because you will not be disappointed. The man is phenomenal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I only speak the truth.
Julie
you
Morgan,
know,
speaking of her, is actually going to be in Jacksonville with me.
Yes, I know. Give her a big hug
yeah.
from me.
It's going to be a good time. Some talented authors.
There really are. Taylor Dawn, Julie Morgan, Leanne Sotomayor.
Mm-hmm. There's a big slew.
There's a whole slew of them.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Y'all have to come to Cocoa because I'm telling you, you'll never be the same after you leave. You will be holding your head going, too many books, so little time. Something.
True story. It's a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am really excited about it. And so is everyone else that I've heard about and that's involved. The girls have done a fantastic job with it. Terry has busted a gut with it. It's going to be a good time.
And it'll be memorable, that is for sure. I'm bringing my camera, by the way, so we'll talk later about how much it'll cost you to keep your pictures out of print.
I'm sure I've got plenty out there that embarrass me now.
Can you believe that we only have about 8 minutes left?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And
time
I
goes by fast. We have fun.
We do. See, ladies and gentlemen, even on the radio show, we have so much fun because there's so much for us to talk about and to impart to our listening audience about where these guys are going and how they're getting there and the phenomenal time that you have getting there. Robbie, where else can we go and do something with this much passion and have fun at it?
It's, if you love what you do, you never work. If you love what
Absolutely.
You do, you never work. So, and I love what we do. So
tell the folks where you can be found and where they can find the event for June and the one for Jacksonville.
If you go on my website, robbiecox.net, you'll see everything listed there, so it'll be quick and easy to take you everywhere. Otherwise, you can look us up on Facebook, Space Coast Book Lovers on Facebook, as well as Book Obsessed Babes. In May, I'll also be at iHeart Books and Submit and Devour, still on the Florida East Coast. Look those up. You can join us there as well. If you go to my website, like I said, robbiecox.net, you can sign up for my newsletter, and I send out reminders and stuff through there, and join us. I also have a readers group on Facebook called Robbie's Rascals that people want to get involved in. I give tidbits and little clips of the books, and we play games and they do giveaways and stuff like that, and they're more welcome to join us there as well if they want to be active behind the scenes. It's a closed group, and we talk about a lot of things, so... look me up, Cox Robbie on Twitter, and I'm anywhere. I'm everywhere, Pinterest and Instagram, and feel free to join me everywhere.
He's also everywhere on the radio show, too, ladies and gentlemen. This is his third show with me, and
that
trust
is.
Me, yeah, you can hear all of his shows. All you do is just pull up Robbie Cox, because I pulled it up the other day, and when I pulled up Robbie Cox, and all the radio shows came up, and all of the podcasts and everything. So you're out there, my friend.
Thank you. At least this time we're not ending with the sirens going off.
Oh, but that was so much fun.
It was a perfect ending.
And
they drove by the house at the ending. It was.
I want to bring you back in October around Halloween, but I want to bring you back before maybe August, September.
Okay, anytime. I always love being here, Ron. It's great.
Thanks
for having me so many times.
Well, thank you for coming. I mean, you spending an hour of your time with me. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful.
It's a good time.
I got you down for August, and then I'll get you down for October, and I'll send you both dates, and we'll get it put to bed. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm bringing back my guys from Ontario, Canada, the band Cypher, with Jason Norwood and his group of folks. And I'm going to tell you what, these guys have been so supportive of this show. It is absolutely unreal. I'll be playing. It's going to be a two-hour show because I'm going to be playing some of their music and talking to them about the music and talking about suicide prevention and why we need to pay attention to people that have things going on in their life that, as Robbie says, they hide behind the mask, because everyone has a purpose. So that's tomorrow night. Wednesday night, I'm taking the night off. Thursday night, we have a two-hour show. The first hour is with musician-songwriter Sarah McAdams, and that's from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Then from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time is author Dana Davis. She is my cousin as well as an author, and she is phenomenal. This is her second time with me, and this is her birthday month. And so we're going to be doing something for her birthday month. Then on Friday night, I am bringing aboard a young lady named Brittany Quarren. She is an interesting girl. She has a new book out. I've never talked to her before, but this should be fun. I have a whole lot of questions for her. Then on Saturday night, April the 8th, I'm already in August, Robbie, it's all your fault. April the 8th.
It's quick.
I'm telling you, Rival Gates will be my guest. He is also a new author. So this lineup this week is busy, 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 busy. And I like to end the show with a couple of things. One is, and Robbie will attest to this because we talk about this all the time, is if you've got a dream, live it. If your child has a dream, support them. Robbie, is that a fair statement?
Amen to that, yes. Because whatever it is, always support your kids. And never wait to go after what you want.
And the reason being is because sometimes you are the only support your child has. Because I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, they get no support in school, and they will get little or no support from their friends simply because they don't know how. If your son or daughter wants to be a garbage collector, support them. We need garbage collectors. If they want to fly to the moon, support them. We need people to fly to the moon. If they want to write books, do like Robbie's dad did. Kick him in the butt and say, kid, go for it. You got this. Because it is a proud moment, I'm telling you. It is a proud, proud moment. I have a design line on Vita.com under Yvonne Sewell. Never wanted to put designs on clothing or anything else. It was not my wheelhouse, but they came to me. I sent my mother two articles of product. I sent her a bag and a wrap. You would have thought that I had sent her the Taj Mahal diamond or the Hope diamond, because she's jumping up and down. Oh, she supports me. And I'm going to leave you guys with this two little tidbits. Your smile is your logo. Your personality is your business card. How you leave others feeling after having an experience with you becomes your trademark. And if you want to achieve greatness, stop asking permission. Robbie, are those fair statements?
Very, very strong words, yeah, very good. Very solid truths.
I will send them to you, and you're free to plagiarize them because I'm plagiarizing them. So, ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock for 2 hours of Cypher and new music. Until then, dream big or go home. All right, my dear, we are off the air. I will get this up in archives and tag you in it when I put it up on Facebook, and then tomorrow I'll put the show up and, the podcast up, and then you know what to do with them.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Always a great time being on the show with you.
Oh, honey, I love it. It's a hoot and a half. I'm going to tell you, thank you, seriously, for spending an hour with me, and I can't wait to read the Enter the Witch, and can't wait to see you in June. And I'll get you those
definitely
dates.
Definitely let me know what you think about it when you do.
I will, and I'll send you the dates for August and October.
Sounds
now,
good.
Since,
I'll put them on the calendar.
Well, since those months aren't filled up yet, is there any night that's better for you?
I will take a look at my calendar and send you a note and let you know. I know we got a couple of events.
Okay.
So I'll send you a note.
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me, my dear.
I appreciate it. Thanks again.
All right, honey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Yvonne.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Are you ready to lose those love handles? Do you work hard to stay in shape and eat healthy, yet you can't get rid of stubborn fat? Now there's a clinically proven way to help you look slimmer without surgery or downtime. It's called Sculpture. Sculpture's innovative procedure destroys fat in just 25 minutes with visible results as quickly as 6 weeks. Sculpture sounds amazing, right? Check it out for yourself by clicking on the banner or go to goodbyefat.com.